This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the information that is provided by Talkers Magazine. Their charts are available for you to peruse at talkers.com. And this is the info they have gleaned in this past week, the week of January 14th to the 18th. So we're going to go through the stories, the people, pick out some of the things that are of interest and import to the bevy of folks listening and to our hosts, which include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company. Jennifer's on the DJV program with me, and also the co-host of the morning program on the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. And also joining us is Rick Jensen, who is a very popular host on WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So we're happy to have you all here with us as we go through these items. And I think the last couple of weeks, Jennifer, I've been starting at the top instead of the bottom, because I always want, I know you can't spend the whole hour with us, so I like to get your spin on some of these things that are governmental in nature. The shutdown continues, the battle over the border. But the most interesting thing may have been the last couple of days of the week, where one side said, na 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 na, you can't give the State of the Union. The other side says, na 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 na, you can't fly to Afghanistan.
So welcome to Politics 2019. This is where we are right now. Yeah. Well, it is child's play. Certainly, it's entertaining for people who follow politics, I think. Sadly, there are 800,000
not entertaining for those of us who are paying the bill.
Right, who are caught up in all of this, and along with the people like the Angel Moms who are looking for security at the border. So there are a lot of victims in all of this. However, if you missed it, this back and forth with letters on Wednesday of this past week, Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to Donald Trump and said, look, we're in a government shutdown. That State of the Union that you want to deliver in about a week and a half, we're not going to do it. It wouldn't be appropriate. You can deliver it in writing or we can reschedule. Well, President Trump did not respond for 24 hours until he sent a letter to the speaker that said, essentially, due to the shutdown, I'm going to cancel your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan. Now, the president can't cancel her trip, certainly. This is a congressional delegation that was going. But he could take away the military aircraft that was going to deliver them there. He said that he was doing it because he wanted her in Washington, D.C. to negotiate with him instead of being gone for 7 days, and that they need to start taking this southern border and making it a priority in discussions between the two of them. I do believe that he's right about that. I think that having Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democrats needed to reopen the government gone for 7 days, the optics on that are crazy, but the American people would have never even known about it without the letter from Donald Trump, because the news media was told not to talk about it because of security reasons. So, and now everybody knows, and now they're forced to stay. And will this make it come closer to a resolution to all of this? That's the big question.
All right, so your take on this, Rick, with your audience, what, are they amused by this? Are they annoyed by this? Are they reacting to it? Are they throwing up their hands saying that everything's melting?
Two things. First of all, I wonder, is Pelosi's move now, and I wonder who's going to make the money when she orders 100 pizzas to go to the White House in Trump's name, Domino's or someone else? That's going to be the next one. Honestly, the shutdown, I thought it was stupid from the very, very beginning, and a single mom called me on Wednesday saying that she cannot close on a house she's buying because she's getting a USDA loan. That office is closed, and now, since she doesn't have a lease on her apartment and she's supposed to close on that house and can't, she's got nowhere to go. So it does affect real people in real ways.
Yeah. What do you think, Victoria?
Well, the shutdown is really tragic, and you've got people who are signing up for unemployment and food stamps, and some who are hesitating to sign up for unemployment because they will have to pay the unemployment back when they go back to work. You've got people who work at the IRS or the State Department who are being forced to go back to work for no pay, so they can't even, like, take on a side gig that would give them some pay. So it's very difficult situation. But this tit for tat with Trump and Pelosi, it's kind of what you would expect. That what was interesting about the Pelosi thing, she also suggested that he could give the speech from the Oval Office. Of course, what he could also do is he could go to one of his huge stadiums and he could give his speech to a large audience if he wished to do so. And yeah, that's really the kind of place where he excels. But it's not required that he gives it on television or anything. I mean, it's not required. He has to give a report from time to time. But I think one of the unfortunate, perhaps, consequences of blocking this trip, because, of course, she can't possibly fly commercial to Afghanistan, is that she and Adam
Schiff... But there's no flights from L.A. to Afghanistan?
Well,
geez, I thought, what the heck?
All the time. Is that she's now in the country, along with Adam Schiff and some other senior Democrats, just at the time that one of these other major developments is happening, which is this reporting by BuzzFeed News, Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Cormier, and Pulitzer Prize finalist Jason Leopold, that President Trump directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. And it probably might have been more convenient for the president if they had been in Afghanistan today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I think where they are is not going to stop the drooling of the Democrats from wanting to investigate everything.
Resign!
Trump, right.
It's the image of them being in Congress and making statements to the press versus, you know, being stuck in Afghanistan and having to make statements. It's the optics of it, I think, that, you know, it just looks better.
Number three.
If they're away.
On the story list is the investigation, the allegations, that sort of thing. So we've covered number one, two, and three on the story list already, and it's only 14 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Power swabs is the, speaking of reviewing, the best way for you when you look in the mirror to rework the yellow stains, the ugly teeth that you have. Come on, let's fix this. This is the perfect solution, the risk-free way for you to become more confident. This is the system that works. This was put together by a dentist named Martin Ginniger about 17, 18 years ago. He started using this combination. It's an all-natural, it's like a paste, a patented toothpaste, and then a whitening agent. Lightens up the stains starting in 5 minutes, in fact. If you haven't tried it yet, here's what you do. You call 800-208-1797 and tell them that you heard it here. Mention my name if you want. And get 50% off the retail price so you can try Power Swabs. Find out how it works. It's so simple, so easy. Get rid of the coffee stains, tea stains, the smoking stains, the wine stains, whatever it is. Notice I didn't say it. It's pretty close. I said it once and it almost sounded like Weinstein. No, wine stains, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Get rid of them. Power swabs. Remove them. 800-208-1797. It's all natural. It's very safe. And you'll look so much better, feel so much better about yourself. Save 50% on the retail price. Use the DJV code or Doug Steffen when you dial 800-208-1797.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
All right, continuing on now with our overview, let's stick with number three for a few more minutes. The president told his lawyer, apparently, or at least that's what some people are contending, that Cohen we're talking about, to lie to Congress about the deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. So I think you just referred to the story that was in BuzzFeed, is that right, Victoria? So
BuzzFeed News, yes. Yeah. The reporting is that this is according to two federal law enforcement officials involved in the investigation. And so this is not based on Michael Cohen saying it, because, you know, he's a liar, but he's very interesting. The two sources told BuzzFeed News that Cohen also told the special counsel that after the special election, Trump told him to lie by claiming that negotiations ended months earlier than they actually did in order to obscure Trump's involvement. Now, Mueller's office learned about Trump's directive for Cohen to lie to Congress through interviews with multiple witnesses from the Trump Organization, internal company emails, text messages, and a cache of other documents, and then Cohen acknowledged those instructions during his interviews. So it's not based on Cohen saying, oh yeah, that happened. It's like Mueller's got a bunch of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see.
Resign or be impeached! There it is, the battle cry. Meanwhile, I am suggesting to people that listen to my radio programs that they not pay their taxes. It's time this stuff stopped. What the hell are we paying for? Nobody, everything is a screwed up mess. Victoria gave a couple of examples. Rick gave a couple of examples. Jennifer had examples. This is ridiculous. That's not even a strong enough word. It's an insult to the people who are paying the bill. So stop paying the bill. En masse, refuse to write a check to the IRS when your taxes are due. If you pay quarterly or whenever you do, just enough. Enough is enough. If enough people don't pay their taxes, somebody's going to what? You think they got enough people in the IRS to chase everybody down in the country?
Yeah,
no.
Actually I do. Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
No. Yeah. So we're just being intimidated then, Rick. We're being intimidated to pay for it. It's like the gangs. You'll pay a protection the protection racket. That's what we're getting nothing, basically, for our money, or not what we ought to be getting for what we're paying. So,
well, I think
say,
this is the never-ending story. No matter who's president, the other side will have someone trying to hamstring that president through endless investigations.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, a piece of hypocrisy here, obviously, on both sides, but this could be the Democrats' free pass to impeachment, conspiracy to perjury, if indeed it's accurate. But keep in mind, it's interesting they did not go after two people who did lie to Congress, perjured themselves. It's even on YouTube. You have the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper. You got General Michael Hayden for lying, also, as he was director of the NSA, about collecting people's personal communications and storing them. It's on YouTube, and they didn't have the courage to prosecute them as well. Only when it's politically advantageous to their political party, it seems, do they want to do this.
21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
In your vehicle, at your home, in your office, we're here at your service. And over the story list here this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review, we have people discussing it, sort of like a backyard conversation over the fence. Victoria Jones is with us. Oh, wait a minute. There's no fence.
Very good.
The DC Radio Company is with us. Thank you. I'm just trying to do, we were talking off the air about me replacing John Oliver on that show that he does on cable, and Victoria said that I wasn't funny enough, but I could perhaps replace... Jensen said I should replace Stephen Colbert. I don't know about
Please.
That. All right, Jensen's at WDEL in Wilmington. Ms. Jones is at the DC Radio Company. I'm here representing myself and the other Stefan Enterprises. So let's go back to the list here. The legislative agenda. It seems, even though it's number four, kind of, it doesn't seem to have the kind of starch the first three do, because nobody's really interested. They're too busy looking at the fundamental character of the people that are in government on both sides and saying, but there is a certain amount of amusement with this, I suppose. In the meantime, what is the agenda? I noticed that Laura Ingraham has taken off on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her agenda, and basically saying that she's taking advantage of her minority status using minority privilege. I knew this was going to happen sooner or later because Miss Ocasio-Cortez is a big show, not a big showboat. She's just, it doesn't, I find her to be the reason not to be excited about this new freshman class, because there's another young woman just like her in Boston who doesn't have a clue of why she was elected. She just got elected. And now what are you going to do that you're there? You're going to go dancing and have a lot of fun and say, what did Whoopi Goldberg say to her? Why don't you go learn your job, sit down and be quiet? I find her, I don't care whether Laura Ingraham makes the statement, but it gives me another chance for my own focus on her. She's pathetic. And I don't even really know what her real ideas are, because she's too busy being a showboat. She's a kid. So does she belong? Do we need to up the age of, and people say, you're just a sexist. No, has nothing to do with sexism. Maybe ageism, if there's something to that. But I don't know. You're the closest person to Star Watchers down there, Victoria. How much solid ground am I on when it comes to her?
You're on a little solid ground in the sense of the what Whoopi said. And I'm going to mention somebody who may not be popular with Richie in particular, but this is exactly what she did. Oh, Richie's not here? Okay. No. But exactly what she did when she got into Congress, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. She shut up. She sat down. She took her committee assignments as at the end of the table, as you do in the Senate. She was a senator, as you remember, from New York, at the lowliest place. She set about learning the job, cooperating with the other side, and trying to pass effective legislation because she knew nothing.
Mm-hmm. So this young woman doesn't know that she doesn't know nothing, apparently. So she's all about, I would guess her career will be short-lived, but who knows. At this point, it's just annoying to see that sort of stuff. Where are the people who are actually doing the work? We got these showboats on both sides, the old-timers who have been around. All they want to do is get airtime. This young woman and others like her, the woman from, as I said, I can't remember her name, who got elected to replace an old Italian guy in Boston, Capucci, Caputo, something like that, anyway. And she's the same. She's not as bad as Ocasio-Cortez, but she's, you know, maybe she's learning from her. She started out the first week or so making a lot of noise and being everywhere, and then she sort of has blended into the woodwork. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't spend so much time on this because there are a lot of other important things to talk about, like the number five issue, which we'll get to in a few moments, a focus on Syria. To go or not to go, that's the question.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpesinel protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Not long after the president had asked for border wall money again, congressional Democrats had made their own no-deal proposal. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We have three words to the president. Open the government. 800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. If I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
Schumer is now calling for legislation to provide financial protection for those unpaid federal workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The business of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Ladies First. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here with her comments about the lists of things, the stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine that we go through every weekend. Rick Jensen is a talk host at WDEL in Wilmington. Been there for a long time. How long, actually, have you been? As long as I can remember, you've been.
Years.
How many?
No, as of 18 days ago, 18 years. Yeah.
18 years.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Where did you get your start? Where did you start on the year?
Actually, when I was in high school, local radio station. I was living in the Norwalk, Saugatuck, Connecticut area. There's a station in Westport, and I walked in and said, "Hey, I'd like to learn this stuff." And they said, "Good, we need someone to take out the trash," and that was it.
Yeah, there you go.
So great.
We already started. We all started that way.
By the way. Because of Department of Labor laws, you can't do that anymore. You have to pay them. You can't be a kid who just wants to learn something. It's just not legal anymore.
Really?
That's crazy. So
that explains why we got so many dummies on the air. That pretty much explains that right there. Right down to the nitty-gritty. All right. Number five. Top 10 stories. Number one is the border wall. Number two is the government shutdown. Number three, whether Trump did the campaign violation thing that everybody, well, not everybody, but some people are alleging. The Democrats and what they are able to do or not able to do in the legislative area. Number four. Number five, our policy in Syria. I said before we paused at the bottom of the hour that I am beginning to wonder whether I have long said that we ought not to have gone to Afghanistan the way we did. We could have done, as we showed at the end, sending in the elite, the very elite soldiers that we have in Delta Force and the SEALs and that sort of thing to pop off Osama bin Laden. And then the same thing could have been done with getting rid of Saddam Hussein. But we chose to enrich the military industrial complex. If you haven't seen the movie Vice, and you either do or don't like Mr. Cheney, you see the movie and you get a whole different spin on it. There have always been a lot of rumors about him and what happened, but I find our involvement there in the beginning appalling. Bush and the business with Cheney going into Iraq was appalling. And more than that, it's the money, more importantly, the human lives that have been lost there for nothing. We created a huge vacuum, and now we're suffering the consequences because we got another problem in Syria. If we pull out of there, it creates a vacuum, and Daesh comes back in. So a friend of mine who I have on the radio with me every week, a fellow who's is an internationally known entertainer, in a manner of speaking, named Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. I asked him this past week about how safe and secure people were feeling in Israel about our pullout from Syria. Look at the map. You see where Syria is, where Jordan is, and how it all comes together where Turkey is. And you understand why the Israelis are nervous about this, because Assad is a bloodthirsty cur. The Russians, I mean, it's just a mess. We've created yet another mess. And in pulling troops out, I said hooray, as a matter of fact, when I first heard that the troops are coming out. And then you start looking around and thinking, okay, what if we pull out of there, what does that mean for all the people who have died there already? And how do is it in our best interest? I suppose we could still argue that, for us to be anywhere in the Middle East. So I think maybe I don't know. I frankly, it's a puzzle that I don't know how to solve. If I were president, I'd have a headache over this. Victoria, what's the basic conversation about this in Washington as we end the week?
Conversation is similar to what you're saying. The other part of the conversation, of course, is that we have to add that soldiers were killed and that ISIS is claiming responsibility. Now, the fact that ISIS claims responsibility for something doesn't necessarily mean that that's true. ISIS are liars. On the other hand, nobody in Washington, really, particularly those who are familiar with what's going on in Syria, believes that ISIS has been defeated in the sense that there's nobody belonging to ISIS in existence. ISIS's control of territory is down, but ISIS is very much a factor, and ISIS is doing guerrilla tactics. So there is a lot of concern that ISIS is saying, hey, we're around and we intend to make ourselves very, very noticeable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, anything from your listeners and your point of view with regard to Syria? When you're on a station like WDEL, do you spend more time talking about the local issues there, half and half national issues? How do you decide what the focus is going to be? Because you're running a local talk radio program.
It's really, really local. I'm a registered Republican. The state's run by Democrats, but I have the governor's personal cell phone. Delaware is so different from every other place I've ever worked or lived in the country. Very, very local. But we do talk about these things. And when you talk about Syria, when you talk about ISIS, it boils down to how does one actually defeat an ideology? You don't.
No.
You don't.
Never.
There has been this ideology since the Moors invaded Spain, and there were those who have kept this ideology for so long. If you've got 1.5 billion Muslims in this world, and only 1% of them hold on to some, I would call it personally, a horrible, sick ideology, that's still a million people. So how do you defeat an ideology?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem here. So do we just lick our wounds and move on and let them figure out their problems for themselves? It might be that way, but the oil interests are as they are, and the Middle East is full of oil, so are we gonna mess that up, allow it to get messed up? Probably not. Anyway, where do we go from here? It's one of those things that you have a conversation about it, and it doesn't go anywhere, so let's keep going. Speaking of a conversation that doesn't go anywhere, number six is the confirmation hearing for William Barr. There's nothing about this that I found intriguing this week, even though, you know, the political questions about Mueller and all the other stuff. Victoria, is there anything? This guy was around when Bush was president. Okay, ho-hum. He didn't surprise anybody, did he? Was there anything that really, really, I mean, there were a couple of headlines about, you know, him seeming to disagree with Trump, but really?
There wasn't anything major, I don't think, that he said. I mean, he had, this is not a new rodeo to him. He's been through it before. But one thing that was interesting that he said, particularly in light of something that we talked about earlier in the show, which was President Trump may have directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, was that he was asked about that, about whether that would be a crime if the president tried to coach somebody not to testify or testify falsely. He said unequivocally, yes. He was asked by more than one senator that question, mm-hmm. and he said yes. And so that's very interesting, and puts him in a bit of a spot, really, with the president, potentially. Potentially. We don't know. There's a lot to come out yet. But that was very interesting, and that is being talked about in Washington today.
Speaking of somebody who's in a spot, Representative Steve King, he's number nine on the countdown. His story, his ability not to be able to clarify his thoughts, doesn't seem to be that intelligent a fellow. So where does this guy go, Rick? Away?
Well, once you start asking the question, what's wrong with white nationalism, now you're shopping for a mirror with Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah.
If you don't realize what you're saying plays right into the thinking of racists because you're echoing what they're saying, my only word for the guy is next.
Yeah, right. See you later, alligator. That's the way I'd look at it anyway. 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup. If you are having a good night's, if you're just waking up from a really good night's rest, congratulations. That's super. Your good night's rest has enhanced your immunity, has helped you prevent weight gain, has improved your mental health, has helped you prevent heart disease, and increased your ability to be fertile. Those are all the good things that have happened to you having had a good night's rest. Now, if you have not had a good night's rest, then all of those things are on the negative side. The column doesn't look good. So how about you start with your pillows? I've had expensive pillows. I've tried pretty much everything available. I didn't like the stuff that was around. You find these expensive pillows in Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond. Nope. So I was introduced to MyPillow. As a matter of fact, they wanted to advertise, and I'd never actually used a MyPillow before. I'd heard of them, but I hadn't. So they sent some pillows, and they sent some other stuff, and now I am convinced, and not because I'm being paid to say this, but I am convinced that this is a fabulous American company with a fabulous American story, and Americans are the beneficiaries of all the work that's done there in Minnesota. 1,500 people work in the plant now to produce all these pillows, the pillowcases, the things that will help you get a great night's rest. Best thing about MyPillow, other than being made right here in America, is that it is 100% machine washable. So every month or two, you wash them, you don't have to throw them away. Everything else you got to throw away. You can't, the filling that's in all other pillows, you can't wash that and dry it, not unless you want to sleep on a lump. So with the MyPillow, the exclusive deals they have, you can get financing, you spend more than $200 on things in the catalog, all kinds of great reasons. Money back guarantees. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and buy everything that's there at half price. The promo code again, DJV, at MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A couple I know was sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This portion of the countdown brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, available in stores everywhere. I want to get to one of the items on the countdown list that is not political, the controversy surrounding this ad that the Gillette Razor Company has distributed, and I think now pulled. Anybody understand? I read it. I watched it. I was confused by it. Anybody else see it? Is there something to the controversy? Advertising is supposed to be simple, straight to the point, get you to think about what they're selling, and you go buy it. I didn't get any of that from watching the Gillette ad. How about you?
I'm wondering if they did it because they're losing market share to places like Harry's online, and they said, you know what, a little virtue signaling couldn't hurt us a little bit. I'm more amused by this Genu Harry thing where women are celebrating, we're growing our hair under the arms and the legs and everything, and I thought, how is that empowering? I got to ask Jennifer Victoria, how is that empowering?
Victoria,
it's not a question of empowerment. It's just a question of it shaves you time in the shower.
Yeah. Well, I was reading People magazine and this supposedly a movement, and they say it's empowering. And oh, by the way, and have you ever done unicorn armpit hair? I thought that was just so bizarre, but apparently that's a thing, coloring it and making it look like unicorns.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I've got so many unicorns.
All right, let me just quickly give you the rundown of the people list here. Steve King is at 10, Theresa May, number 9, that whole Brexit thing. William Barr is 8. Elizabeth Warren and Beto O'Rourke are tied for 7th place. And the lovely and talented Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in 6th place. Robert Mueller, 5. Cohen is 4. Schumer is 3. Pelosi is 2. And the Trumpster is number 1 on the people list. So there are no real surprises there. I don't think anything. We've gotten to most of the exciting conversation about the issues of the week. Thank you to Victoria and to Rick. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Talk Radio Review.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits, the five top stories from the world of technology from this week. Start at number five, we will. Victoria, I feel like I'm Yoda. Start yes. at number five, we will. Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan starts at five with an amazing Amazon story. Is there a week that we can remember that there wasn't some story in the top five relating to Amazon?
Probably not. Amazon is a very big part of our lives, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Amazon has now included an upgraded Alexa voice remote with its entry-level Fire Stick. So normally it's $39.99, and this, if you're starting out, if you're just starting with a Fire Stick bundle, which gives you the remote and the little stick that is a USB stick that goes into the back of your TV, gives you access to Amazon Prime and Netflix and a lot of different apps and things like that. I have it. I love it. It's very, very useful. So it's $40 if you want to start brand new. Now, if you already have the old version of the remote, which does not have Alexa's voice activation built in, Amazon has a special right now. If you only need the remote and not the stick as well, for $14.99, you can buy it on Amazon. So if you have a Fire TV or you already have the Fire Stick bundle, then that is a really good deal to get you upgraded. So that way, and the new remote actually also controls volume on your TV, so you don't need to use two different remotes. So it's a little bit of an upgrade, and it's a pretty good price for $14.99.
All right, number four is important for people who need protection. I guess that's all of us under the circumstances, right?
Yeah, one of the unexpected side effects of the government shutdown is that government websites are also down. And so the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, those websites are not down. Those websites are not being updated right now, which also includes the agency's Do Not Call registry. That's donotcall.gov. That means consumers with numbers that they'd like to register, you can't sign up right now. And that also means that there's no one enforcing robocalling regulations. So this is not great for consumers all around. The other thing that we want to just make sure everyone knows of, make sure you are very, very careful when you're going on any of these websites from the government, because right now there is very little security. Some of the security certificates have run out, and so until the government reopens, they won't be able to renew those certificates, which means those websites are vulnerable to being hacked. So if you go on, let's say if you want to report identity theft, if you go on to the website on the Federal Trade Commission to their identity theft site, it's not protected right now. So just be very, very careful. NASA is dealing with the same thing. NASA.gov, that has already expired now. So just be very careful because you will be exposed and vulnerable to malware.
All right. Number three, a focus on police and what they can do or can't do when it comes to using force.
Right. A California judge this week ruled that even with a warrant, law enforcement cannot force someone to unlock their cell phone using biometric features, which means either using facial recognition if you have an iPhone 10 or newer, or using your thumbprint to open up your phone. And so the reason that the judge denied this is because they say that this is goes against the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. So look to there's going to be a lot more debate about this, and the more biometric measures we start taking in our daily lives, the more complicated this is going to be legally. But for now, just know if you're ever pulled over or whatever, that cops cannot force you to open your phone.
All right, number two, another one that you have a hard time avoiding every week when we look at the top five technology stories is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix kind of annoyed a lot of people this week because they blindsided everyone with a plan increase. So the most popular plan on Netflix will increase from $11 to $13 a month. That's for HD streaming. The most expensive plan goes up to $16 a month, and the basic plan goes up to $9 a month. And Netflix is justifying all of this, saying that they had approximately 700 original new shows in 2018 alone. And so, hey, we've got to support all that new programming. Someone's got to pay for it.
Right. That's an interesting way of doing it. They're looking at it.
That's what they say.
Yeah, here's the top story, the top technology story of the week.
Yes, YouTube. And so this is a great story. They're now banning challenge and prank videos that are considered dangerous and puts people's lives at risk. We all have heard about the Tide Pod challenge. Now the Bird Box challenge has gone way too far. And that's, if you haven't seen it, that's a show, a movie on Netflix starring Sandra Bullock, where essentially everyone needs to wear blindfolds in order to survive. Stupid, stupid people looking to get instantly famous on YouTube have been doing all of these challenges. One guy drove a car with the blindfold. Obviously, he crashed that car in Utah. So YouTube says they're going to remove all these types of videos for everyone's safety.
I'm surprised.
No one has common sense.
I'm surprised it's Sandra Bullock for wanting to do a movie like this. Actually, I think it's very negative. All right, so there they are, top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here at 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.